Live and local sports talk with Matt Selesky. It's the third hour of The Way It Is on Fox Sports Shoals.
All right, folks, welcome in. The Way It Is does go local here. Matt Selesky, and I'll be hosting your final hour. And we got a great hour in store for you today. We're going to have Coach Brent Llewellyn, legendary high school basketball coach. He is down in Montgomery overseeing those events down there. We're going to catch up later in the show. So looking forward to having him join us a little bit later on. He's going to come by. Right now, we're going to dive right in. We've got some local guests in here in the studio with me. And I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of questions come to our Facebook page. And I know I've been asked about some questions about a high school all-star game in our area, coming to the area. It's something very exciting. And my responses were, well, I talked to my main man, Scott Whittle. I like to call him, he's a high school enthusiast, the AAU coach, very, very active in the local sports scene here in the Shoals area. Also the owner of Miami Ice and 2nd and 13 Sports Bar and Grill. Wanted to bring him on. He's got the details. I don't know if we're going to bring him on. I'm going to quit trying to guess what he's doing and let him tell you what he's doing. Also, we do have Ben Mastin in with Quad City Hoops. He's going to talk about some of the great things they're doing as well. So, guys, welcome to the show. Hey, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. Glad to be here, Matt.
Real good. Real good.
And Ben, before I get to Scott over here, I got to tell you, last time you were here, your mom was here. She started the UNA Big Award Day, and I'm losing the name of it. What was the name of it again?
UNA Players Choice Awards.
It was such a great night, and I want to make sure that you go tell your mom hello for me and tell her what a pleasure it was to have her on the show a few months back.
Gotcha. Make sure I do that.
Absolutely. And Scott, my man, well, the big question's been asked. Let some of our listeners know some of the details of this All-Star game and really how it came about.
Well, Warwick Mastin, for those of you who don't know, he was a standout star basketball player for Muscle Shoals. He went on to play at the University of North Alabama, where he had a lot of success, and he also coached over at Muscle Shoals until recently, taking a job with the fire department. He and I talked about trying to bring back what we could do to bring back some excitement and instill a little bit more, not just respect, but notice to our area, because our area does have a lot of talent. It's not just Huntsville and Birmingham. But we wanted to do something in our local area. When I say local area, the North Alabama, kind of the Times Daily, reader, I guess vicinity, if you want to call it that. So those teams that fall in that area will be made up of the All-Star Boys and Girls, North Alabama East-West All-Star game. And this game, has been something that had been talked about for a couple years now, and it's just kind of came to fruition this year. This will be our first year, and the plan is to kind of have this thing kind of happen really fast. When I say really fast, the first year we're going to have this game in August as opposed to July, and July is the time we want to have it going forward in the second and third and subsequent years after this year, because that's an NCAA live period for college coaches to be able to evaluate these players, talk to them, and recruit them more openly. So even though this year's game is going to be in August and we're still working on a venue, that should be announced this week. I hope to get back with you and talk on your show later in the week to put those details out. But it's the game will be made up of a boys and girls game, 24 of the best basketball players for girls and boys. The prerequisites are you had to be on your high school team, and the selection process is made up of nominations from the high school coaches, both boys and girls, as well as some sports writers and sports personalities. As we move forward, the teams we made up, of course, of 12 on the East and 12 on the West for the girls, and, of course, 12 on the East and 12 on the West for the boys. A lot of the announcements of the players have been made on the Twitter page, and you can follow that at North AL All-Star on Twitter. It's North _ AL and then All-Star. And we make all the announcements there, and all the player recognitions will be done there. So if you haven't seen your name on the list and you're hoping to make the team, stay tuned, because more announcements are coming your way.
And, Scott, I'll be glad to tweet that out as well and have our station tweet it out. We'll get that out there for a lot of people. I know that Twitter handle's new, so you're still building the following there. I know it will be huge in a short amount of time, but until it gets to that size, we'll do our best to help promote that and let that information out to everybody as well. And now, Scott, are you the driving force behind this? Are you paired up? I know you mentioned Warwick Mastin earlier.
Yeah, I don't want to take all the credit. Warwick is someone who actually had the idea and brought it to me some time ago, and we – you know, have worked on it off and on a little bit, you know, when we could. But this year it took a little more of a serious nature, and we decided to go ahead and move forward with it. I think now that he wasn't coaching in high school, it allowed him and afforded him the opportunity to do things like this without having it be a conflict of interest with his position there at Muscle Shoals. So we met. Been able to, you know, establish, you know, what we're going to do. We've kind of laid out all the rules. And this year we will have it probably at not at a high school. It'll probably be at either the University of North Alabama, hopefully. And I don't want to prematurely announce that. It could be played somewhere else. But as we get approved and sanctioned with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, we will in subsequent years have it at different high schools, and we'll try to rotate that around. And we hope to make it something that's really, really big in our area, something that players strive to try to make each year. And it's also we hope to have it be something that the coaches in our area can get recognized as, you know, selections to coach either the East or the West team.
And Scott, you mentioned the Times Daily earlier and kind of reaching that audience. So is it pretty much, I know they reach in Tennessee. I don't think you guys are going to dive into Tennessee, keep it in Alabama. Would that be Colbert, Lauderdale, and Franklin County? Maybe even a little bit of Lawrence County there? Is it just Franklin, Lauderdale, and Colbert County?
Right now we're just looking at Franklin, Lauderdale, and Colbert County. I mean, we have thought about Lawrence County, but then when you go to Lawrence County, you start having to ask if do you want to be in Madison County, and do you want to, you know,
it really gets too big at that point.
So we're really, and we're not going into Tennessee, so teams like Loretto will not be involved in this venture, but we're really excited, and we really hope that we get the support from all the local schools, you know, both boys and girls programs. I mean, this year we're doing it sponsor free. Next year we'll get into all that with the sponsors, and we'll eventually have the nice jerseys. But we're going to have a dunk contest and a 3-point shootout. The plan right now is for a girls game to take place, and after the girls game, have a 3-point shootout, and we'll tip off the boys game. And at halftime of the boys game, we'll do the slam dunk contest and do the second half of the game there. All be done in one day, starting about 6 o'clock, and hope to end it by about 9:30.
And no date is set yet, but you're looking at an August date.
We're looking at the 12th of August right now. Again, that's tentative, so you, listeners out there, don't take that as gospel right now. But we hope to. The plan is to have it before high schools all get underway, and we certainly want to have it before football games begin to be played, because we don't want to, you know, get into any kind of conflict with players that play that sport as well.
August 12th would be on a Saturday.
That's correct.
Saturday, August 12th. And you want the boys and the girls separated, so would it be the boys the next day, or?
No, as I mentioned, we would like to have it all in one day.
The girls game first.
After the girls game, we will do the shootout. We'll have boys and girls a 3-point shootout, and then tip off the boys game after the 3-point shootout is done. And at the halftime of the boys' game, we'll do a slam dunk contest.
Okay. And so all in one day. Yeah, listen, this sounds absolutely phenomenal. I know that, you know, me, really my bread and butter this area has been covering high school athletics, trying to keep up with UNA as well. And Scott, you are one of the absolute biggest high school enthusiasts in this area. And really, it kind of centers around basketball. I know in football, your love for the Tide takes you to Tuscaloosa often. I know you're a Dessler guy, and you hang out there too. But it seems like when basketball is going on, I mean, I've broadcast so many games over the last couple of 3 years, and you know, you're just texting me, I got to score here. I mean, you're kind of everywhere, man. So is your love and infectious passion for the game of basketball and really just being involved in the community, is that something along with work that helped you guys spring this event?
Yeah, I mean, I love the game of basketball. I mean, I played in high school. I enjoy it. I enjoy watching young men develop and reach their goals. And I've been afforded the opportunity to coach some really high-level talent. When you talk about J.P. Robinson, the point guard at Deschler, he's an extraordinary, gifted and talented basketball player and a fine young man. I mean, he exhibits and exudes everything you look for in a young man if you're thinking about bringing a recruit like him to run a team in college. I mean, his teammate Kevon Summerhill has a high motor. He's on my AAU team, and the Muscle Shoals guys I've been able to coach. I hadn't been able to coach Mark Sears as much, but he's an extraordinary talent at point guard for them. Terrell McDonald received a Division I offer this year playing for my Nike Elite Stars basketball team. His teammate, Jalen Johnson, 6'6", kid who's really undervalued, and he's someone people are really sleeping on. I mean, he hasn't played organized hoops for more than about 2 or 3 years, I think, and he's really blossomed. He was a kid that I didn't even feel comfortable calling his number in games to bring him into the game off the bench, and he has improved so much and so steadfastly that he is now a main component, and he's a firm starter on our team now. Those two guys are really good. Titus Griffin, who also, all these guys made the All-Star game, I should say. Titus Griffin, a great shooter. He plays at Covenant. Christian, his brother Sam, was a standout there as well and plays for the University of North Alabama. Titus is only a freshman. He'll be going into his sophomore year, so he's got a lot of playing time left before he's going to make his college choice. But he's had a lot of looks, too. I mean, a TCU contacted me when we were out at a tournament this year. And I'll be honest with you, I've had a lot of guys call about J.P. Robinson. And the list goes on. The Kadarius Thompson and Kareem Thompson, the brothers that play for Florence, and the girls coach, Mark Johnson's son. Mark Johnson plays also for this team, and I know I'm leaving guys out. Nick Griffin from Muscle Shoals plays, and man, I could go on and on about the talent that we have, but I've been afforded the opportunity to coach these guys, and it's been nothing but a pleasure, and I've really embraced it, and I've enjoyed it, and we've had a lot of success, and I look forward to kind of springboarding that by what Warwick and I are trying to do. And I wish Warwick was here right now to be able to tell you, you know, what his stance is on it and where his passion and drive comes. But I've just kind of fed off of his energy and his basketball knowledge and basketball love. And he and I are really hoping to bring that excitement and that love that we share into this area. And again, North Alabama All-Star Game. Go to Twitter, North_AL All-Star is the handle. And we ask for you to follow us and watch for all the exciting news that's up and coming.
Absolutely, and I'll retweet that. Matt's on live. That's where you can find me on Twitter, MattsOnLive. Also, we'll do the same on our station page, Fox Sports Shoals. So follow us there on Twitter, and we'll put it out on Facebook as well. We have well over 3,000 likes, and we're continuing to grow. We appreciate you guys. So it'll be out to a lot of people, North Alabama All-Stars. We're going to take a timeout now. Ben Mastin in with us as well. Quad City Hoops, a lot of basketball passion in this area. We talk a lot about football and baseball, but maybe basketball oftentimes gets overlooked. We got some real special kids, girls and boys alike. Ben's going to join the conversation more in depth coming up in our next segment. So keep it locked right here as The Way It Is goes local with Matt Selesky. The Way It Is, live and local now with Matt Selesky from the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. We are hanging out in the Fox Sports Shoals radio studios. And, folks, if you want to join us, feel free to chime in on Twitter. I am at MattsOnLive, MattsOnLive. Phone lines are open, 256-764-1340 if you want to chime in, have any thoughts on the conversation. Scott Whittle's still in. He is running the North Alabama All-Star Basketball Game. He's a local AAU coach and very active in the high school sports community. And Ben Mastin, Quad City Hoops. Ben's been with me before with his mother one morning as we talked about the UNA Players' Choice Awards and what a fantastic job they do. You probably are very aware of Warwick Mastin. He was an incredible scorer for the University of North Alabama a few years back. And Ben, let us know what's up, man. Tell us about Quad City Hoops.
Okay, so Quad City Hoops is something that me and Chad Sears kind of put together. It's going to be a lot of different events. One of the events that we're doing is the Fall League. That's going to run here in a few months. We'll be sure to add some more events to it, but it's going to be something that high school players can look at and really kind of fall in love with, because it gives them the opportunity to compete, gives them the opportunity to showcase their talents, and really get to play with different people outside of their school. So that's what Quad City Hoops is. And our event that we're doing in a couple months, we call it Fall League 256. It's going to be from September 3rd to October 15th. That's, I believe it's 6 weeks. It is. I may be wrong. Maybe another week. But it's 6 weeks. So what we'll do is we'll play every Wednesday afternoon and every Sunday afternoon. So we'll play two nights a week. We'll divide the kids up into teams. They'll play on that Wednesday and that Sunday, and they'll play for 4 weeks in the regular season. So then we'll have the last 2 weeks will be playoff weeks. So we'll see the teams by how they play in the regular season, and we'll play out kind of a tournament style to see who wins the fall league the first season. So after the regular season, we'll name a MVP, we'll name a defensive player of the league, something like that, you know. And then at the end, we'll play out the playoff week, and then we'll have a 3-point contest and dunk contest during the championship game. And then we'll name the champion and then the MVP of the league. So basically what this league is, it's to basically get exposure and excitement to the area, like Scott was talking about, just to get exposure to the area, excitement about basketball. It's really, I wouldn't say it's declining, but it's not where it needs to be. With the talent that we have, the excitement and exposure around the sport of basketball in this area is not where it needs to be. And, you know, we're just trying to help it get to that level where people are saying, man, those kids up in North Alabama can really play basketball. They can really compete. They really get after it. And that's what we're trying to do, is really get these kids seen, really get these kids talked about. So, you know, we've gotten some good responses from it. But right now we're really trying to push it and get it out there to kids that this is something that is going to be great for you to get into, for you to compete against people that you're going to be playing against in the regular season, really get to play with some different guys. And I think it's going to be great for the whole area of North Alabama.
Ben Maston hanging out, Quad City Hoops here. Scott Whittle still in the building as well. And Ben, one thing I like here is that I don't think basketball is declining. And I know you kind of said that you didn't think it was either, but I do agree that because of the level of baseball, and we have some great baseball here. The 11-year-old group from Florence just won the regionals, and they'll play in the World Series next year. Sure, yeah. Fantastic. And, you know, football is big. The South, football is always going to be big. It's just, it is the way it is. But,
That's right.
But basketball, I agree. And I look forward to basketball season, maybe even more than every other, sports time of year, because you kind of get in these games, and every game becomes big once region play starts. But I do agree that outside of getting invited to Montgomery, and speaking of which, we're going to talk with Brant Llewellyn next about the All-Star festivities down there, I do think this is an area that gets overlooked. And part of that reason is, let's be honest here, there's some incredible talent coming out of Birmingham and Huntsville, and those guys take up a lot. Now, I know we do get a handful of girls from this area, but I do agree we have some really good male players, and they don't probably get the exposure that some of the other, you know, big cities get. And I don't think that we're at that level. And I want to be clear when I say that. I think you look at the prospects out of Birmingham and Huntsville, we're not probably matching those guys, but I still believe there is a lot of great talent. And both you guys seem to really be putting on, having these new ventures that are really going to showcase these athletes and what they can do.
Yeah, I'm right along with you. It really does get overlooked. The guys that he were talking about on his AU team, I think he has a very, very good team there. One of the best I've probably seen in a while. Just the guys that he has playing, the way they play together so well. I played with them a few times. The way they interact with each other on the court, it just looks so natural when you're sitting there looking at them. Like, wow, these guys don't play with each other during the year. I mean, you mean to tell me they just play for 2 months? It's crazy. They really play well together. And then some of the guys we were talking about, J.P. Robinson, Kevon Summerhill, just working with some of those guys, those are some high IQ basketball players. It really shocks me how well they play. The stuff that they know at such a young age really shows that they can play at the next level. They can play at the next level. And that's basically what I'm trying to do, is to try to get them exposure, try to get them some looks so they can go on and be great and do great things with basketball.
Ben Maston, Quad City Hoops. And now, Ben, are you kind of sole proprietor here of Quad City, or do you work with some people?
Not really. Working with Chad Sears, he's a big name in the area with basketball, so he'll be helping me, but he's kind of giving me the the go-ahead to really push this into focus and really get people looking at this. We are on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, Quad City Hoops, capital Q, capital C, capital H, Quad City Hoops, go on there, follow us. We have the flyer up. The registration form will be on there also in a couple of days. And then we'll provide more info on where the games will be played and how we'll get that thing started. But really right now, just wanting to push it and getting it out to kids that this is something that you really want to do. It's grades 8 through 12. If I haven't said that, grade 8 through 12, boys. The first year we're going to do boys. Year 2, we're probably going to put the girls in it too. We can't forget about girls' hoops because we have some fantastic female athletes in basketball in this area also.
Yeah, we really do. And guys, I'm going to bring Scott back in the conversation here. Let's venture off All-Star Games for a second. Let's just do a little fun sneak peek going into the next high school season. I'm really excited about it. And one team just starting off with that just stands out to me that they could really have a special year is your alma mater, the Dessler Tigers. You know, look at the team they've had the last couple of years, and Brian's done a fantastic job over there. They got to the regionals 2 years in a row. And the first year, they didn't play that great. They kind of got beat pretty good. But then last year, they came back and really were right there, had a chance to win. And I remember, Scott, you were broadcasting that game with me where they lost to Fayette County. And Fayette County had one really special player that had a big game. And you know, we can always complain about refs, but that was some really questionable calls late in that game. And me and you were not afraid to state that we thought they were very questionable. But they lost by 1 point. And so he's on the cusp of taking that next step, you know, 1 point away from getting to the regional final. And if you can get to a regional final, then you're one game away to get into Birmingham. And even if you can't win a state championship, I mean, those kids and even coaches to experience the Final Four in Birmingham is really special. And they did lose some key guys, Moon and Bird, the older Robinson brother, Chris. But JP, I thought, was the best player on the team. You know, Kevon Summerhill, another really, really talented guy that I've just watched get better and better and better. I know you've been a part of that development process with him on your AAU team. And now you bring in D. Hughes, who's a Sheffield transfer. That guy can just really shoot the basketball, very talented two guard. And there's some other guys on that team that can play as well. But, you know, I think this team, it can really take another step. I thought from 3 years ago to 2 years ago to last year, consistently getting better and better and better. And this team looks like they're set to take a really big step. I think, and it all depends on who they draw, but with Cordova losing some of their key guys that have been really good, I just get the feeling Dessler is going to look really strong in this Northwest Regional. And right now I think they got a good chance if they play well and can avoid the injury bug to get to Birmingham.
Most definitely. And they have done a good job, and they've been trending in the right direction. Coach Brian Pounder's done a great job there leading his team. I mean, they seem to be getting better and better every year. But when you start, or when you have a team that's led by such a talented point guard like J.P. Robinson, and I know I said this already on the air today, he's a special talent. And when you have a special talent like him, he just makes everybody around him so much better. A great example I can make is we missed him a few times because he was playing with another team in Birmingham this summer. So he split time with myself and Team Carroll Premier. And we had him out for a game that we played against a really high-level team, which was a 17 and under team. We were a 16 and under team. And they took us down to the wire. I mean, we won the game by 1 point, and this team managed to make its way back by winning three straight games to get to the finals. And when JP played, we beat the same team by 32 points. I mean, he just makes everybody around him so much better. Kevon Summerhill is probably one of the best post players, and he's, you know, for his size, he's kind of an undersized forward. He'd probably be a right size for a small forward, but definitely undersized for like a power forward. But he can really knock down the baseline shot with at a high percentage, and he really, really has, you know, gotten better and better every year. So his development is still you know, improving. He's going to be playing with, you know, like a guy like J.P. Robinson. That's only going to make him better. They've got a couple extra shooters. As long as the eligibility issues get worked out with D. Hughes, he's going to be a great addition there at the shooting guard. When you lose a guy like Jake Hogan, who can, you know, really get to the basket. He's a fast player, a good slasher. He plays defense. He can make it from, he can score from all three levels. Losing him, of course, they will be hurt a little bit with their outside shooting, losing Colin Lawler over to Colburn Heights. He's been transferred over there. But, you know, they've got a good team, and in their area they probably should dominate. I'm not sure they're ready to take on Cordova, because anytime you go against a guy named Isaac Chapman, you better bring your A game. Corey Bowman proved that in that game over
Chapman's
there.
Chapman's back another year.
Yeah, Chapman's back. And
who
got
left?
Jace, they've got Jay. Well, they Kobe Fuqua, I think.
Yeah, he left. He was good.
He was a senior.
Yeah, he was good.
He made all tournament there. I think he was the MVP in the Northwest region. But they, you know, they were close and they lost. You know, it was a questionable call. I know you mentioned the charge call on Chauncey Byrd, but to me, when you're a big guy like Chauncey and you make a move in the post and bodies start flying, it just looks a little more physical and a little more deliberate than it might have been. And when,
but when the guy turned, does a 180?
I understand. Listen, I saw it, but because of the size, if a guy, if a skinnier, lighter guy makes that move and bumps a guy and he falls down, it doesn't look as vicious.
Oh, I agree.
It looks a little more vicious when a big guy like Chauncey Byrd does it, and the guy, you know, rolls into the, you know, out of bounds, you know, and slides and, you know, does a nice flop there. But, you know, they just made one more play than Deschler did. And I'm talking about Fayette County and Corey Bowman. Bowen, I should say, is an extraordinary talent.
30 and 12, I believe.
Yeah, and he shot the ball well from the free throw line. It just proved to be the difference. I mean, that game went down to the wire. It was actually a four-point game. J.P. Robinson made about a 30-footer at the buzzer to make it a one-point game, I think.
I remember Somerville started celebrating.
Yeah,
like,
Kevon
the game's
got
over, bro.
He picked J.P. up as if they'd won the game or at least sent it in overtime, and I could read J.P.'s lips saying, "Bro, we lost." So it was kind of funny, but those two guys really have a great relationship. I mean, it's like a brother relationship.
Yeah.
Where they fight and they argue, but they both have the same common goal, and that's winning. And Coach Brian Pounder's done a good job with those guys, and I think they're going to have a great year. The team I'm looking at is none other than Muscle Shoals. I mean, when you've got four guys on their team, made the All-Star team that we've talked about earlier. They've got probably one of the best spot-up shooters in Jacob Vandiver, and to me, one of the best pull-up shooters in Riley Walgamont. And when you sprinkle in an extraordinary point guard like Mark Sears and Terrell McDonald, who I did mention received that Division I offer based on his play. I mean, you got four guys like that on one team. I mean, I'm not sure they're going to be able to get over the hump of Paul Bryant, who brings back everybody, and they won the 6A state championship, but they can certainly challenge them. And even though I think they play in one of the toughest areas, having to play in the Hazel Green, Florence area, you know, with Hazel Green, they have Kyra Lewis, who has already got a dozen Division I offers. They're going to be a juggernaut for the Muscle Shoals Trojans. But, you know, I really think they're the team to look out for in this area. And they might be the, like, Florence of this year. Florence had a really good regular season, and they were upended by Muscle Shoals.
0-3 against Muscle Shoals last year.
They actually put them out, and they, you know, kept a really good Florence team from being able to go into the playoffs there. So, but Muscle Shoals is the team I'm eyeballing, but I'm really excited. And I think basketball, and Ben and you both mentioned it, it's, you know, not just trying to get the excitement to brought back. I think there is a lot of excitement, but I think basketball is a sport, Matt, that fans of basketball can embrace a little more, because unlike football, which is going to be king, it's never going to, you know, basketball is not going to surpass the popularity of football.
Right.
But the difference I find in basketball is the fans can really embrace it more, because the players aren't hiding under a helmet or behind a face mask. They can see the guys. They can relate to them. I mean, when they're underneath
closer
that, they're closer to the action. I think that is where it separates itself a little bit. And everybody really likes to see the big three-point shot or the big slam dunk. And we've got a lot of guys in this area that can do both of those things very well. And I'm really excited about having this. And I really think if you're on this All-Star team, it would really behoove you to play in this fall league. I know they got a fall league down in Haleville, and a lot of our guys go down there and play in that fall league. But it would make more sense to play here, save your gasoline, save your time, play with the players that you're going to, you know, see and play against throughout the year, improve your skills. I encourage all the guys that made this All-Star team to play in the Quad City Hoops Fall League. It would only make sense, and it would only make your game a lot better.
And Scott, that Twitter handle one more time?
That's North_AL All-Star.
North_AL All-Stars. And Ben, where's your Twitter handle at again, partner?
Quad City Hoops, the capital Q, capital C, capital H.
At Quad City Hoops at North_AL All-Stars. Scott, always a pleasure, my man. I know it's been a long time. It's always great to see you. And we got SEC Saturdays coming up again every Saturday this fall, talking SEC football. Excited about that, too.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I think having Jordan Campbell with us will make it a lot really entertaining. He does a good job, and you always do a phenomenal job hosting and leading and kind of running the ship there, and I look forward to having those. Those will be at 2nd and 13 in downtown Sheffield, starting with the first week of football, which is about, what, a month away?
Yeah, there's a little game that first night, Bama and Florida State. It could be pretty good.
I think so. I'm not sure where that is. I think it's in Atlanta, but I'll have to check the
schedule. I'm not sure you'll be on the first show. You may be in Atlanta. Ben, always a pleasure, my man. Make sure you tell your beautiful mother I said hello, okay?
I will. Definitely will.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Scott. Guys, we'll go to a commercial break now. We'll catch up with Brant Llewellyn down in Montgomery getting ready for the big All-Star game. You don't want to miss that. The way it is, live and local with Matt Selesky. Folks, welcome back in. You are live and local here with Matt Selesky. Now coming to you in the afternoons and 4 to 5 o'clock. We're keeping it local every day, all day. Well, just 4 to 5, so not all day, but Monday through Friday. This is where we're going to be at, and it's always great to catch up with a good friend and a guest I enjoy oftentimes for about 4 months of the year in basketball. But first time we got a chance to chat in a while, but going to welcome in a legendary high school basketball coach at Lauderdale County, Brant Llewellyn. Coach, good afternoon to you, my man. How you doing down there?
Good afternoon, Matt. Good talking to you, buddy. I don't know about that legendary stuff, but I feel like I'm talking to the legend now on the radio.
Listen, man, when you win 8 state championships, you got yourself in a new tier. I was saying earlier in the show, I said when you lose in the Northwest Regional Final to a great team that went on to win the state championship and people say they had a down year, then you've certainly elevated yourself to legendary status.
I hear you. Well, it's been, you know, a lot of fun getting to coach a lot of good players. And, you know, the final of that season was a little disappointing, but hopefully the team's going to, you know, build on that and use it as some motivation for this year, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I know you're getting pumped for football season as a big Bama fan and Lauderdale County fan. But right now we're in that lull time and the All-Star games tomorrow night. I wish I could be down in Montgomery for that one. I'd love to see those players and see how they do. But you're going to be down there and you're the administrative coach for the girls and boys for the North team. And I know you've been on the sidelines coaching before. What's this role like and how were you invited into this role?
Well, Matt, I started doing this about 7 years ago, I guess. I know you know Alvin Briggs, that works for the AHSAA. He's a good friend of mine, and he took over the High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association, and they put on this game, and the job kind of came open for the administrative coach of the North, and he gave me a call and asked me if I wanted to do it, and it sounded like fun, and, you know, it's just I would spend 3 or 4 days down here, and you get to know some different coaches from across the state that are coming to coach the North and South teams, and then you get to meet some of these players that you've read about online or read about in different places but have never really got to meet them or watch them in person, and so it's a good opportunity to see some good players and to watch some good basketball, and it's just a lot of fun. It's my role is a little different from what I'm used to. You know, we've got some people in here that are the actual coaches that coach them in practices in the game, and I kind of oversee the whole thing, just make sure that, you know, they get to where they need to be and on for practices and for their meals, and just kind of oversee both teams and take care of them if they need anything. But it's a lot of fun for me, and my wife, she comes down here with us, kind of vacation for her a little bit, but you know, it's a lot of fun, like I said, getting to know and be around all these other coaches and athletes.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of your wife, Erica, the former Wilson girls coach, I tell you, I'm going to miss her on the sidelines. The job she did at Wilson High School, turning what was a completely dormant program into a very competitive basketball team. I know they never reached the regionals, but they were close 2 years in a row. She just did a great job turning it around. I know you guys out in Rogersville, and her daughter's going to play for you out there this season, and she's going to be more of a mom and a fan and a supporter. But I got to tell you, Brand, I know I'm happy for KB and her choice to play with you, but I'm going to miss Erica on the sidelines. I think we're losing a very, very good coach in our area with her stepping down.
Yeah, you know, Erica loves it and did a great job and really enjoyed coaching. And, you know, this was kind of McKinsey's, it being her senior year, and this was kind of something that she decided that she wanted to do. And, you know, so Erica kind of put herself as a mom first instead of a coach. And, you know, just wanted to do something to make McKinsey happy, and it worked out. And so, you know, Erica's going to enjoy. She's already looking forward to just kind of stepping back and, you know, getting to watch from a distance a little bit and enjoy some time off. And who knows, she may be catching again someday. But she, you know, she's a competitor and really did a good job at Wilson, and she'll miss it. But she's also looking forward to just relaxing a little bit.
We are hanging out with Coach Brant Llewellyn, the administrative coach of the boys and girls all-star teams, all-star game tomorrow night, AUM, Auburn University of Montgomery, where it's all going down. And Brant, let's talk about some of the players from our area, not just all the north, but from the Shoals area. Who are some of the players that are participating for the girls and the boys teams?
Well, you know, there's a lot of good players here. It's all-star games are unique, you know, because you get to see the best of the best from all over the state. And on the girls' side of it, we have several players that are representing. Allie Craig Cruz from Lauderdale County from our team is here. And you have Carly Sledge, who formerly from Destler, who's moved over to Hazel Green this summer, is here playing. And then Taylor Akerson, also from Destler. We have a player from Hatton that's on the team. And, you know, just it's the North consists of basically Birmingham and North. So you've got some girls from Homewood. You got several from Hazel Green. They're really from all over. As far as the boys go, we don't really have anybody local as far as what your coverage area would be that's playing in the game. But Coach Neil Barker from Muscle Shoals, who is a guy that you have on the radio quite a bit, is here. And he is one of the boys' coaches. And Coach Barker, I really enjoy getting to know him this week and watching him work those guys in practice. He does a really good job, and he's an outstanding coach, so it's been fun.
Coach, I want to ask you this, and I agree. I think Neil's done a great job. I mean, you know, I watched his team the last couple of years, and I thought they've won games because of just pure fundamentals and really outsmarting the other team than they did on just physical ability, and that's always a reflection of the head coach. But you get down there, you're around Neil. I know there's a lot of other great coaches down there that may not be in our area. We have some outstanding basketball coaches through the state of Alabama. You know, it's almost a who's list down there of high school coaches. And when you get down there, and I know you're very well established in what you like to do, you're very firm and fundamental in how you coach your team. But you guys kind of get down there and exchange some ideas and really get a chance to learn from each other and pick each other's brains a bit.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the funnest things for me about this week is, I mean, I've actually sat in both gyms. Fortunately, we had some facilities down here this time where the boys and girls teams can practice side by side at a local high school here. And so I just walked them back and forth to both gyms. But I've taken notes from some things that I've seen from both coaches. Coach Mike Chase from Spain Park does a really good job, and Coach Lisa Bates is also coaching with him. And they've done a really good job with the girls' teams, and I've written down some things that I've seen them do. And then Coach Barker, he and I, I've noticed that he and I run our practices very similar to each other, and we do a lot of the same drills already, but he's done some things that tweaking some drills that we already do that I'm going to add to our practice. So that's, you know, we sit down and talk at night over dinner, and you know, you're on the bus rides back and forth to the gyms and just talk basketball a little bit, and that's always fun. And, you know, the thing about coaching is you're always trying to steal new ideas from somebody or get ideas of how the coaches, the good coaches around do things. And anytime you can add something to benefit your program, it's, you know, it's a huge benefit for you to learn that stuff and apply it to your own program.
Absolutely, man. I tell you, I was talking in our last segment, Scott Whittle's organizing an all-star game in the area, and we were talking a little bit. We kind of started previewing some basketball, and I'm so pumped up for football. Obviously, football's so big in the South. Fridays on high school, Saturdays for college, but I love basketball season, man. And, you know, you guys, we have so many great coaches in this area, and I had the privilege of getting to cover you guys and call a lot of your games. And I need to get in there, and you need to get a tape recorder out, man. I need to get some of this information so I can learn a little bit more about the game myself.
Will do, man. It's fun. And, you know, it's also different getting to know some of these guys from across the state that you normally wouldn't have a chance. I mean, you know, Coach Parker and I, most of us, we probably run into each other at games or around, you know, locally, but some of these guys, you know, Sean Peck Love is one of the coaches for the other coach for the boys team. And that, I don't know if that name means anything to you. You're probably a little young for that, but Sean Peck Love was a player at Central Tuscaloosa, high school when I was in high school. And I watched him play in the state tournament at Colvin Coliseum. And that is just one of those names you never forget, Sean Peck Love. And he went on to play at Alabama. So it's been a real pleasure to get to meet him, you know, a guy that I admired from when I was a player, and that's been neat too. But it's always fun coming down here and getting to hang out with these guys.
Well, Coach, man, best of luck to you and the girls and boys, North teams. And yeah, obviously I hope the South teams play well. I hope the whole state, everybody gets to really showcase their talent and have a great time. I know it'll be some great competition. But, Brent, always good to catch up with you, man. Enjoy yourself. You and Erica and the family, y'all enjoy your vacation after this week. And I'll look forward to catching up with you soon. Okay, buddy?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you. Coach Brent Llewellyn there, Lauderdale County High School. He doesn't like to be called a legend, but I tell you what. He is a legend. 8 state championships. You're going to get that title. All right, we're going to take a quick time out here. We're almost out of time here on the local portion of The Way It Is with Matt Selesky. And I'll throw out a parting shot. Keep it locked right here on The Way It Is.
Time's almost up. But before we wrap it up, a parting shot with Matt Selesky.
All right, folks, it's time to wrap it up on this Tuesday. You are live and local with Matt Selesky covering Shoals Area Athletics. And my parting shot, I usually go all over the board, and we talk some crazy stories happening in the national sports world. But today, I've got to schedule this interview soon, but I have just found out that Jim South has taken the head boys basketball coaching job. Boy, let me try to get that out one more time. The head boys basketball job at Mars Hill. I know that's where his family attends school. And I remember when Jim told me he was retiring from Colbert County, I had him on the show, on my morning show a few months back. And I really thought, I said, this guy offers so much to the game of basketball in this area. He's a great teacher. He's a great man. He cares a lot about these kids. And I just found out, it was just, the information was relayed to me about 30 minutes ago. And so I wanted to get that out there. If you don't already know, and I'm sure a lot of you don't, but Jim South will be taking the job at Mars Hill. He just retired from Colbert County as their head coach. And I shouldn't say retired. Let's say resigned, because retiring, you're done. He's certainly not done, nowhere close to it. And boy, they got an absolute great hire. Mike Mitchell has done a fantastic job. I've always thought their teams were extremely fundamental and competed above maybe their talent level because of the fundamentals they brought to the basketball court. And now Jim South's going to go over there, and I believe he'll continue that legacy and continue Mars Hill playing at a very high competitive level. Really, really excited about the hire of Jim South for Mars Hill. Excited for him and his family. I know that'll probably make things a little easier for him with his kids already attending Mars Hill. So excited for Coach South. They got a great coach. He got a great school to go to. That's what you call a win-win situation, my friends. Excited for him, and I'll do my best to get him on the show as soon as I can. So he can tell you all about that. Well, that's going to do it for today. I'd like to thank Stephen M. Smith. Obviously, we're The Way It Is from 2 to 4, but 4 to 5 is when we go live and local. And I want to thank my guests there, We did have Brant Llewellyn on, Scott Whittle, Ben Mastin, and from The Way It Is, we had Mark Murphy as well as Chris Rogers. So it was a great show today. We'll be back tomorrow. C.J. Mosley, former Alabama linebacker, current member of the Baltimore Ravens, and Mike McCoy, former wide receiver from Alabama. He'll be on The Way It Is with Stephen M. Smith. And then when we go local, I will have Jeff McIntyre. He is a longtime media member covering local sports for the Times Daily. He'll join me in the 4 o'clock hour. So make sure you tune in for that. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you at 2 o'clock tomorrow.